The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time just standing right over there, scanning the day's news garden, excavating a tasteful lagoon, adding the finest, most topical hydro bead vortex filters, an external aeration before stocking it with water lilies and perfectly finished kohaku and hirenaga amur carp to create the spectacular Sansui koi pond that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I break into a derelict paper mill, huff sulfur compounds out of the waste vent, then go joyriding in a stolen backhoe until I crash into an elemental chlorine tank by the river to create the rancid fish kill of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
All I want for Christmas is meanwhile. Meanwhile... In Georgia, McDonald's employees delivered a baby in the store's bathroom, which is much better than when McDonald's delivers via Uber Eats. The baby's always soggy and cold. It's not the same. McDonald's manager on duty said she went into the bathroom to find the woman already in labor, saying she was on the toilet, lying back, screaming. Then I knew to tell my crew, we're having a baby today. Okay, that's a lovely story, but... Someone screaming on the bathroom at McDonald's doesn't necessarily mean they're having a baby. Could just mean the McRib is back. Meanwhile, Merriam-Webster says gaslighting is the word of the year. That is, if you choose to remember it that way. I never said gaslighting was word of the year. I've always said it was garbanzo. You're crazy. Meanwhile, a couple in Missouri recently got creative with their nuptials when they had the O'Reilly Auto Parts jingle sung by the original performing artists at their wedding. Even more romantic, the ceremony was officiated by the guitarist from Cars for Kids. Here's the moment the couple got the special serenade.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stranded with a bad battery, our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best superstart battery for your vehicle. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house, especially the best man. Meanwhile, a British fisherman made news after reeling in a 67-pound goldfish, which may break world records. Man, he's gonna have a hell of a time flushing that thing down the toilet. Meanwhile, this holiday season, there's a new elf on the shelf, and it's Hidden Valley Ranch's Ranch on a Branch. The kit includes a stuffed, plushy Hidden Valley Ranch character named Ranchy and an illustrated storybook depicting the character's dream to become a real bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch. It's so beautiful. It's like Pinocchio if Pinocchio dreamed of having his innards squeezed onto a loaded potato. But I'm afraid there's some bad news for my ranch heads out there because the collectible is already sold out. So we'll just have to do what we always do when ranch isn't available. Never eat salad again. Meanwhile, In holiday food news, Mountain Dew's new flavor is supposed to taste like fruitcake. And the company says they're making fruitcake cool again. Because nothing says cool like taking a dessert no one likes and pairing it with a soda whose base flavor is electric whiz. There it is. That's not even... New flavor won't be called fruitcake, though. In true Mountain Dew style, they're going with fruitquake. In honor of the medical condition you'll experience after you drink Mountain Dew.
More meanwhile, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there evacuating the news mines for the purest story, copper and zinc, smelting it into a topical gold brass, then hand-shaping it to a flared 5 3/4 bell with sheet-braced tubing, a wide-radius tuning slide, and a threaded integral mouthpiece to create for you the exquisite Monette Rajna B-flat trumpet that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, this man knows what I'm talking about over there. Sometimes I am disgorged unconscious from a spillway near a defunct construction site, rip the gas nozzle out of an abandoned ambulance, jam it into an old oil drum, and slap on a mouthpiece made out of a toilet paper roll, then march through someone's wedding, honking the makeshift doom tuba of news that is my segment. Meanwhile... Right there. The wind beneath my wings, right there. Meanwhile, the Guinness Book of World Records named this 26-year-old cat the oldest feline in the world, but she still has the personality of a kitten. Aww. That's sweet, but it's always sad to me when oldsters try to act young. You get me, fam? No cap, Zendaya. Meanwhile, I'm sure we're all absolutely glued to the major international competition taking place right now in Qatar. Of course, I'm talking about the Camel Beauty World Cup. Hey, I don't mean to objectify, but I'm not going to pretend they aren't easy on the eyes. I wouldn't kick one of these smoke shows out of bed for regurgitating its cud. And the judges take this job very seriously. Apparently, they use x-rays to check that the animals have not had any surgical enhancements. A sad necessity after that infamous plastic surgery scandal. Meanwhile, baby got Bactrian. Meanwhile, in an effort to destigmatize the disease, the World Health Organization has renamed monkeypox, mpox. Pump the brakes, WHO. You can't just KFC this thing. It's not like we don't know what the M stands for. That's like when the Washington football team briefly changed their name to the Washington you-know-what. Meanwhile, epidemiologists say millions of Americans are catching one of three viruses, COVID-19, the flu, and RSV, which they're calling a triple-demic. So, I know what you're getting for Christmas. Sick. Meanwhile, a so-called zombie virus has been revived after 50,000 years trapped in the Siberian permafrost. Hey, science, I got something for you to study next. Why the f*** you would do that? Apparently, the researchers say the ancient disease is what's known as a Pandora virus, named for that Greek story about the box they opened and everything went great. Meanwhile, a Florida woman is suing the makers of Velveeta's microwavable mac and cheese cups. Not, as I assumed, because it was just too tasty and nutritious. No, it's because the packaging says ready in 3.5 minutes, but it does not include steps such as tearing off the lid, adding water, and stirring in the cheese sauce. That adds at least 15 to 20 seconds. That's time she could spend suing her family. In exchange for those lost seconds, the woman is asking for more than $5 million in damages. That's a lot of cheddar, is something no one has ever said about Velveeta. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.